ओम शांति। 18th जुलाई 2019 थर्सडे। स्लोगन, टू एक्सपीरियंस स्पिरिचुअलिटी वेल कैरिंग आउट योर लौकिक टास्क्स इज टू सरेंडर योर सेल्फ। टू एक्सपीरियंस स्पिरिचुअलिटी अलौकिकता वेल कैरिंग आउट लौकिक टास्क्स is to surrender yourself. Baba wants to spiritualize everything which is material. So the laukik task should turn into alaukik tasks. Laukik things should turn into alaukik things. Ordinary mundane works should turn into spiritual works. The physical things should turn into metaphysical things. That which is physical should remain, should become spiritual. When you do this, this is the real surrender. And in fact, this is what spirituality is all about. Where one is in the very depth of hell, and yet a heaven is created. Where the ordinary things do not remain ordinary, but they turn into spiritual things. How to do this? Baba said, if you are able to do this, then only it could be said that you are surrendered in the true sense. So whatever laukik jobs, laukik tasks, laukik actions, laukik deeds, laukik karms, everything should turn into alaukik. How can we do that? What should we do? So that laukik doesn't remain laukik anymore. There are many things one can do. Let's start with practice of Samman or soul consciousness. So whilst doing laukik thing, the task is ordinary, but one is situated in a very high self-respect. So that task would turn into a spiritual task. That task cannot remain an ordinary task. For example, it's a simple work of cooking food, but one is situated in a very high elevated saman, self-respect. So that task would become a spiritual task. That will not remain just a laukik task. Anything, one is traveling, where I am going, wherever I go, at my every step, I am earning multi-million. I am going to do the service of God. So this task of walking becomes spiritual. The task of seeing, everything would become spiritual. If I am writing something, what I am writing, I am not writing anything ordinary, but what I write would transform the fortunes of the soul. So bringing soul consciousness, bringing Soman, self-respect, self-esteem, higher consciousness in ordinary tasks will make them, will convert them. There would be metamorphosis of the ordinary tasks. So these things would get converted. So practice of self-respect, as I said, it is the task of sweeping the floor. It's a very ordinary task. But if one is situated in a very high self-respect, what I am doing, I am not just sweeping the floor, but I am sweeping all the impurities which are within me. I am cleaning up the soul. I am tidying up my own self. So this, it's not the room that is becoming clean, it's the soul that is becoming clean. So you link every ordinary task with extraordinary task. With link every laukik with alaukik, every physical with metaphysical. And when everything which is physical takes us towards metaphysical, the real spirituality starts. Metaphysical means? What is metaphysical? Metaphysical? Metaphysical. Einstein says the study of physics takes me towards metaphysics. Metaphysics means spirituality. Metaphysics means which is not material. It is which is not physics. Physics can be studied with the help of science which is available. But metaphysics is the study of the spirit. Metaphysics is the study of which is invisible. Metaphysics is the study of that which is intangible. So to convert laukik task into alaukik tasks, what is needed? Self-respect. Second, supreme soul consciousness, or you can say remembrance, or the yatra, or the pilgrimage of remembrance. So whenever any task is done in remembrance of God, that task doesn't remain ordinary. That task turns into extraordinary. That task becomes alaukik. So any job, anything, if you do it in remembrance of Baba, that work will become alaukik. And that is the real act of surrender. What else? Somebody said trustee. Yes. So when we act as if he is the doer and I am the one, through him he is doing. So this feeling of being a trustee will convert every laukik into alaukik, and that's an act of surrender. Then anything which is done on Srimad, no matter, that's a laukik job. But even if it is a laukik task, Srimad says you do it accurately. Srimad says you do it selflessly. Srimad says do it with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. So when anything, even if that is laukik, it done with all the heart, that is tantamount to following the Srimad. So anything which is done as per Srimad becomes alaukik. What else? Anything which is done with a spirit of selflessness, where one is not selfish, where there is a spirit of selflessness, all laukik will turn into alaukik. Because laukik means selfishness, alaukik means selflessness. Then anything which is done with detached vritti, detachment, cannot remain laukik. It turns alaukik. It turns into a laukik thing. Because only a yogi can remain detached while doing anything, whether it is an act of speaking or doing any work or even journeying. Anasakt, that is detachment. In the path of devotion, they do not use the word detachment. They use another word, non-attachment. The focus is on attachment. Yes, both are same. But in non-attachment, the word attachment is focused. you are more focused on attachment, that you don't have to get attached. Detachment is detached from everything, that's fine. But deliberately they use the word non-attachment. It's a play of words, but then deliberate play of words in order to emphasize on certain things. For example, there's another word, ahimsa. They could have used many other words, but they did not. The focus is on ahimsa. The focus is on hinsa. Not to do hinsa, not to do violence, is non-violence. All the words in Jainism are like that. The five Mahavrat, a Brahmacharya. They don't say purity. They talk Brahmacharya and a Brahmacharya. They talk of Asteya, non-stealing. They talk of aparigraha, non-possession of things. So they use such words so that deliberate emphasis should be on those things. So it's a non-attachment. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, you don't have to remain attached to this world because it's a time to go back. It's a time to go back to home. Baba has asked at multiple places, does your heart feel like to go back home? First time he said like that. Second time he said, what do you think? Do you want to go home? Third time he said, do you want to go home or not? The three different statements at three different places in today's Murli. At first place he is just asking, do you have the heart? Do you feel like to go home? And he himself is asking, answering, that's the home of all souls. Second time he asked, do you have any thought of going back home? And children said, why not, Baba? That's what for we did bhakti. At third place, he said, this is a very small thing. Do you want or not? And children said, yes, Baba, we want. Because that's our sweet silence home. So if you want to go back home, you have to be pure. Absolutely viceless. Completely pure. Without that, you cannot go back. Even while staying in the grihastha, in the household, there should be a sword of gyan in between. Because you are known as Bal Brahmachari. You are the one who have taken up the oath of Brahmacharya from your childhood. So, to turn Laukik into Alaukik, the next thing which is needed is Sakshi, detached observership. This feeling, this bhav of detached observership, even while walking, even while doing anything, even while serving, you are detached observer. So when one is detached observer, the Laukik turns into Alaukik. And when one is in the stage of knower of three aspects of time, that is Trikaldarshi, even then the Laukik turns into Alaukik. When one is absolutely attentive, the Laukik turns into Alaukik. When one aims to do everything with accuracy, the Laukik turns into Alaukik. Yogaha karmasu kaushalam. Whatever yogi does, he does it with complete skills. He is dexterous in doing it. Kaushal. He is very skillful in doing it. So that skill, that accuracy makes every Laukik into Alaukik. When one does everything with the feeling of being an instrument, the Laukik turns into Alaukik. Rather than saying, I am doing this, There's a power above who is making me do things. I am not doing anything. It is His work. The water is flowing from the tank. The glory doesn't lie in the tap. The tap has become the instrument to deliver the water to the masses. The glory belongs to the tank. So when one is doing everything, thinking of oneself as an instrument, the laukik turns into alaukik. The laukik, the physical, the mundane, the worldly, the material, cannot remain material anymore. It turns into spiritual. So when one does all of these things, everything which is so to experience spirituality, Baba is saying, if you want to experience alaukikta, what do you have to do? Spiritualize the material. It is the purification of the material. It is the sublimation of everything which is mundane. So no mundane should remain mundane. No laukik karya should remain laukik. It should turn alaukik. That's what spirituality is all about. Now we can take few examples in this. The simple act of cooking food. Cooking. How can you turn cooking into alaukik? Thinking first in soul consciousness, second in remembrance, third with the feeling. With what feeling, with what attitude, what vritti one is making it. It's a Brahma bhojan. It's a food, it's a divine food. It is a celestial food I am preparing for the souls, and this food will purify their hearts. Not only purify, this food will melt their hearts. So there are two things, purification of the food and melting of the heart. The hearts cannot remain hard. The hearts cannot remain any more relentless. The soul's heart would melt with this food. So prepare food with that attitude and prepare it with absolute purity and prepare it pouring your whole heart, your soul, your complete purity, your pure vibrations into it. So when the food is purified in that manner, whosoever will eat that food would become pure. So cooking food should turn into a alaukik task. What about eating? How should eating become an alaukik task? Eating in remembrance, eating in soul consciousness, eating in practicing self-respect, eating means silence, eating with Baba, eating, what else? Offering bhog, eating, thankfulness, eating with a happy mind, eating with satisfaction, eating with pleasure, eating without complaints. That's very important. Any act which is done in soul consciousness and in remembrance is Mansa Seva. Any act which is done with the spirit of soul consciousness is termed as Seva. Act. There are two words. One is action, another is Seva. Seva means service. One is action, another is deed, another are acts. Karma, kriya, deed, act, actions. These are, everybody does this. But they are not seva, they are not service. But yes, when this is combined with soul consciousness and SSC, Supreme Soul Consciousness, that is remembrance. This act with this turns into seva. And service is a very poor translation of the word seva. The one who does service is known as servant. But nobody loves to call oneself servant. That's why in English translation of Murli, the word servant is never used for sevadhari. Server. They have made up a new word. Because nobody likes to say, I am servant. What are you? I am servant. So they have invented a new word. Server. It is little aristocratic, little polished, little giving them respect, little respectful. While servant means person feels very inferior, very downcast. So that's why they have not used the word servant, spiritual servant. Otherwise you should use spiritual sevadhari means servants. But they feel very inferior. That's why foreigners are quite clever. They have not used the word in English Murlis. The word which is used is server. The one who serves. It could be anything. Servant is also self-service. One is a self-servant. One could be self-service. One who does self-service is a self-servant. But that's an invention. So that is eating. Third example, driving. One is driving vehicle, car or two-wheeler. How can that alaukik task turns into alaukik? Baba is with me. He is making me drive. He is a real driver. He is my driver. He is my boatman. He is my pilot. He is my charioteer. So those somans. So that laukik should turn into alaukik. Then writing. Anything. Writing anything. How should writing work should turn into alaukik? My writing should change the fortunes of souls. They would awaken the spirituality in souls. So writing should turn into alaukik. What about looking into mirror? Looking into mirror. In from yesterday's Murli. Essence, point number two. What you should ask yourself? Yesterday's Murli. You should ask certain questions to yourself. What are they? Have I become the ocean of love? Is there any deficiency in me? Any imperfection? Any flaw? You should ask yourself. So whenever you look into mirror, you should ask yourself certain questions. How I am looking? Is this the picture of a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari? Or it is something else? How pure I have become? Does the face reflect spirituality? So ask yourself. Baba said, Nazar. Keep Nazar. Keep an eye on your own face. Keep an eye on your own self. And ask yourself. In today's Murli Baba said, completely, suddenly you should become pure. Ekdam. That should be your Purushartha. Your Purushartha should be become, is to become completely pure. Absolutely viceless. Not an iota of vice. So, looking into mirror should become a alaukik task. What about talking with somebody else? Somebody you are talking with. So this task should become alaukik. How? Soul conscious vision. While talking, one should have soul conscious vision. So that the laukik task should become alaukik. And always talk with a topic in mind. Whenever you talk with somebody, you should have some topic. Otherwise, topic-less talks will turn into gossips. Any purpose-less talks turns into rant. That is a wasteful talk. Gossips. In English, they call it rigmarole. Rigmarole is a nonsensical talks. So anything which is topicless, which is aimless, turns into rigmarole. Which is absolutely nonsensical. So, while talking. So, talking should turn into alaukik. Eating, drinking, what about drinking? How should somebody's drinking, so that drinking appears, should appear spiritual? How come? Charge the water with what? With self-respect. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, your battery has had got discharged, Baba. By connecting with Baba, your battery gets charged. So when the battery is discharged, what are the feelings? What do you feel? When the battery of the mobile is discharged, what are the thoughts you get? Where is the charger? Where is the plug? You are in search, or you are anxious. If phone comes and if it gets off, then what? So one should be in search of the supreme charger all the time. While talking on phone, how can talking on phone should become a alaukik? I, the soul, am speaking. Okay, what else? While talking on phone, send out pure vibrations to the soul with whom you are talking. Send out vibrations of purity. As if this is an instrument and I am speaking and the vibes are reaching that soul. Through this, the electromagnetic vibrations of spiritual powers, the electrical field and the magnetic field of spirituality should get created and reach that soul. That's also a form of service. Our talking on phone should become an act of service. So every laukik should turn into alaukik. Om Shanti.